A local guy will make his Bengals debut on Friday night against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Bryson Albright out of St. Xavier High School and Miami University. Will it be a little surreal for you to run out of that tunnel in a Bengals uniform on Friday?
Definitely. It's something that I've been looking forward to, you know, ever since I signed. Just getting to play. Like, I've been in Ohio my whole life. You know, I went to St. X, went to Miami University. The only time that I was ever outside of the state was last year. So it's definitely kind of like a homecoming type of scenario where I get to play in front of a home crowd again, so to speak. So that's definitely a blessing and something I'm looking forward to very much.
St. X is obviously a great school with a tremendous high school football tradition. How did that prepare you for college and pro football?
You know, just like you said, the coaching there, the pedigree that comes with, you know, playing at St. X is, you know, second to none. Coach Steve Specht is, you know, a great football mind, and he surrounds himself coaching staff wise with, you know, equal people that are equally smart and equally, you know, students of the game, and help to relay that to us. So that definitely helped me leaps and bounds going in, you know, preparing me for the college level and also for the professional level. You know, we have film sessions just like a college does. You know, the weightlifting was, you know, just like a college. So the transitions were really smooth. So they prepared me very well.
We're visiting with Bryson Albright. You made the Buffalo Bills last year as a college free agent. You got to make your debut against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
What stands out about your rookie year?
I think, you know, without sounding cliche, the speed of the game, you know, the fact that everybody that's on the field is an exceptional athlete and an exceptional talent, and, you know, everything's happening so much faster. You know, they warn you, you know, camp is kind of like walking speed, really. You know, you go through it and it's like, okay, you have time to see where you're going wrong, and, you know, if you mess up in a play, you have time to recoup and get back, and then you move on to preseason where it's just a little bit faster, and then in the regular season it's like blitzkrieg. You know, everything's going on and you're like, okay, you know, your mind has to function at a million miles an hour. So I would say that was the biggest thing I learned about you know, football at the professional level as a rookie was, you know, the season's going to be long. First of all, it's 17 weeks or whatever, 16 games. But also that the game happens so much faster, so you need to take advantage of the time that you have in preseason and in training camp to really learn your assignment, so that when you're out there, you don't have to think as much, and everything's a lot more reactionary.
Your head coach last year was Rex Ryan.
Yes.
I understand he nicknamed you Big Bird.
Yeah, I got a ton of nicknames, actually. Big Bird, obviously, from Sesame Street. One of the guys called me Light Bright. I mean, you know, stuff with my last name, stuff with my hair is, you know, and I get them here even. You know, some of the guys that work around the facility have different nicknames for me, and it's all in good fun. I mean, I kind of enjoy that, you know, little bit of recognition for something that's other than football. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of a fun thing that goes on.
Your brother Alex played in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys. How proud are the two of you that you have both been able to make it to the NFL?
It's awesome. You know, it's something that very few families can, you know, imagine coming true. Obviously, he was a huge role model of mine, even through high school and college and all that kind of stuff. You know, definitely looked up to him. So, and then also being brothers, you always have that little bit of competition that, you know, whatever you can do, I can do better type of competition. So, but that's, again, all in good fun, and it's in our best interest to compete with each other because we know that we can push each other to, you know, achieve our best potential. So, I mean, like I said, it's a blessing, you know, for the family, and I'm sure my parents are, you know, ecstatic about the fact that, you know, that's something that they accomplished as well as us, so.
A couple more questions for Bryson Albright. You were defensive end at Miami University. I saw you play against UC, and you gave the Bearcats fits. Now you're a linebacker in the NFL. How difficult is that transition?
It's definitely different. You know, when you're a defensive lineman, especially a defensive end, you're taught to aim small, miss small. So you pick a specific target on a guy, and when that target moves, that's your key to, you know, begin everything. But as a linebacker, you know, your field of vision has to be so much wider. You got to see backside pullers, backside flashers. You know, the running back could be going one way, the fullback's going another, and you got to know which lead to chase. So that's definitely the biggest thing that I'm having to adjust to, is having to use a wider range of vision, not just, okay, this guy's technically my key, so I'm just going to stare at him, and then you miss so much that you're supposed to pick up on. So you got to be able to see everything on the field, and that's a huge shock for me initially, but I'm getting more and more comfortable with it. You know, dropping back in pass coverage, I've done a little bit more each year that I've, you know, come through the league. Did a little bit last year as an outside backer in a 3-4, which I guess is a glorified defensive end, stand-up DN, but you get a little bit of pass coverage work. And then obviously this is next level, being a stand-up linebacker. There's a ton more pass coverage work, but it's a lot of fun. So I'm enjoying the transition.
After being with Buffalo last year, you signed with the Bengals in late January. Mm-hmm. How did friends and family react when you became a Cincinnati Bengal?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, I hear, especially like my parents' friends, I hear all the time, you know, so-and-so's excited to come down and watch you do this and that. And I'm like, all right, like, you know, extended friends, my friends from home, stuff like that. The amount of support is tremendous. You know, even out at practice, sometimes I'll get a, you know, hear a Bryson and I'm like, oh, you know, because being an undrafted free agent, you're not exactly used to people knowing who you are so much as, you know, some of the top tier guys. So that's a lot of fun. And it, like I said, it's surreal to be in a hometown, you know, scenario and play in front of a home crowd. So
best of luck Friday and throughout the preseason.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Bryson Albright.